map. I'll cure you of disease. Let's say we up and left this town and turned our future upside down. We'll make pretend that you and me lived ever after happily. She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease.
Queen of everything you see, I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease.
We could be strangers in the night. We could be passing in the shadows. We couldn't be closer if we tried. When we're caught in the headlights, we could be faces in the crowd. We could be passing in the shadows. Laughing the risk of being found. When we're caught in the headlights.
Good morning, WMFM Medford. You are listening to Random Access with DJ Bloomerang. And for all of our usual listeners out there, we'll soon be joined by DJ Bridge. As some of you know, we met in a computer science class, and we have a fairly large homework to do next week. So I think Bridget was just up working on that project, and hopefully we'll hear from her soon. Let's just take a moment to look outside and see how gorgeous it is. I was pleasantly surprised when I walked out of my dorm this morning and I didn't see a single pile of snow, did not need a coat, and I got to sleep with my window open and woke up to the sound of birds. So I think that spring might actually happen this year. That song we just listened to is called The House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. Bridget and I always like to start with a fun, upbeat, kind of retro song. So that's the one I chose for us today. The next song we're going to listen to is a song that was introduced to me by one of my friends. Since we listen to a lot of music while we do homework, we've started accumulating, I think we have about 5,000 songs now in one playlist. And this is one of the ones that we listened to last night that was pretty great. So here it goes.
Just a stone's throw from me, but throwing stones could never be the perfect way to start. 'Cause sticks and stones make broken bones, empty words make broken homes, but it's love that broke our hearts. And if I knew what you were thinking, stop this boat from sinking. But darling, you are like the sand, and you're slipping through my hands. I just don't know what you're thinking. You're just a photo in a drawer, but photographs are not much more than ghosts we can't forget. Just a red rag to a bull, just a false hope for a fool, but it's as close as I can get. And if I knew what you were thinking, I would stop this boat from sinking. Darling, you are like the sun setting when my evening comes. I just don't know what you're thinking. And I would stop the sky from falling if I knew, if I knew. And I would love you every morning if I knew. If I knew what you were thinking, I would stop this boat from sinking. But darling, you are like the stars. I know I can't reach that far. I just don't know what you're thinking.
First time I I don't know how these cuts heal, but in you I found a rhyme.
Song was Song for Someone by U2. Another one of the songs that my family would listen to on our long drives was the CD albums for all of U2. And I can't say that I've heard that particular song before, but I've heard a lot of U2. Also, we have been joined by DJ Bridge.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning, DJ Bridge?
I'm all right. Yeah, how are you, Elizabeth?
Pretty good, pretty good. I talked to our audiences about how gorgeous it is outside today, and the fact that I walked outside and there was no snow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It feels, especially because last week, actually Boston didn't get hit too badly, but last week we had a ton of snow where I'm from, which is New Jersey.
Yes, except you went to Florida.
True.
And I went home to New York, and we got, I think it was 17 inches of snow. Which, when I'm on spring break, I don't want to see any more snow. I want to go to, like, warmth and gorgeous sunshine. I don't need to be shoveling 17 more inches of snow. So, it's gone now. It's all good. It's all good. All right. The next song that we have is another friend recommendation from last night. And this one is called Saturday Sun by Vance Joy.
Oh, Saturday sun, I met someone out on the west coast. I gotta get back, I can't let this go. Saturday sun, I met someone, don't care what it costs. No ray of sunlight's ever lost. So tired of sleeping alone, so tired of eating alone. I need to ask her, what's going on? Are we going strong? She
felt like resting her head. My shoulder was the perfect height, we fit so right. So what's going on? Cause I've been undone. The long drive, the coastline, looking out at first light. Am I still on her mind? I've been undone. Kiss was softer, softer than this. I'm reading her lips. Oh, each line I read. She left her books in my bed and her song in my head. I've been undone. Oh, Saturday sun, I met someone. Get back, I can't let this go. Saturday sun, I met someone. Don't care what it costs, no ray of sunlight's ever.
Try to hide it. It's all the same. I've been losing.
That song we just listened to was called Cold Little Heart, and the one before that was Saturday Sun, which we already announced. Bridget, what were you doing last night? I predicted a little computer science, but what was actually happening?
Oh, I did not even start my computer science project. I did some French.
Very nice.
Went through some emails. Really didn't get much done. Did some of the New York Times crosswords.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm really a big fan of the mini puzzles.
Now, did you know about the New York crosswords before we played that time at lunch in Carm?
Yes. So basically, at my high school, I didn't have this one English teacher, but there was one English teacher named Ferg, or Mr. Ferguson, who is a great guy. And he started out the tradition of like getting his entire class to play the mini crosswords, and every day we had this one website for the school that teachers would post assignments and everything on.
Mm-hmm.
Except Ferg then made a thread to post your mini crossword puzzle time. So the entire class would compete to see like who got it that day. So it turned into a school-wide phenomenon, but that's when I first, I mean, obviously, like, growing up, my grandparents would do the crossword puzzle, like, in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, pencil, paper, you know, but this is the digital app, or as the people in my school figured out, you'd want to do it on the computer.
Because
it was faster to type with the keyboard than type with your fingers, so you could bring your time down.
Wow, you guys got really into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad and my grandma do the one in the New York Times Magazine every Sunday, which they get progressively harder throughout the week.
Yeah.
And so they're Sunday, they've graduated to Sunday level, but I do the Monday, Tuesdays in the New York Times, and then
yes, I also do the Monday, Tuesdays.
Yeah, and then I hit the Wednesdays, and I'm like, and I'm done. This is beyond. This exhausts my knowledge. I did not play Trivial Pursuit growing up, so. So that means this weekend is going to be a computer science weekend.
Yes.
For all of our listeners out there, Bridget celebrates Easter, so she will be going to church with her family. And this is a little shout out to Bridget's family. Maybe they'll be listening. Because I know that my family has been biting at the bit to call in. But Bridget's family, I don't know if they're as into this as my family is, but they're coming up this weekend for Easter, so maybe we'll have some anecdotes for you next week about Bridget's family adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to move on to another song, a classic that Bridget has chosen for us. So here we go.
It's been coming for some time.
Okay, that song we just listened to was Cough Syrup by Young the Giant, and the one before that, a classic, was Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Both of these songs were leftovers from last week. Bridget and I have one big playlist. Well, Bridget has accumulated one big playlist of all the songs that she really likes when she's listening to them. And then we start just putting them in playlists. And then ones that we don't listen to, we put into next week's. So you might get a little leftovers from the week before. But we also spice it up with some new stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I just had to turn on the air conditioning for the first time in about 6 months, and I am loving it. I think that air conditioning weather is so much better than heat weather. What about you, Bridget? What do you think?
I guess I agree. I'm a big fan of spring and fall, but I don't actually like summer that much, because it's too hot.
Yeah.
And, the redeeming factor, like, when talking about summer was typically, like, summer break, have a long time off of school, but now that I'm older and I get a job anyways, it kind of doesn't feel like you need summer break as much, because I'm just doing something else in a different location.
Yeah.
So I would prefer spring or fall. I like the balance of being able to wear like jeans and a short sleeve t-shirt or a long sleeve t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, I feel that. Very nice. Very nice. All right. The next song we're going to listen to is another song from last week called You Don't Know What Love Is by the White Stripes.
Respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you still don't wanna hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you wanna do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm gonna say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. If you never criticize, you just keep on repeating all those empty I love yous. Until you see you deserve better, I'm gonna lay right into you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless. And I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. Yeah, you do as you're told.
dragons make me think. Ribs are their caverns, my blood are their flames. These roaming dragons tell me things.
Song was Roaming Dragons by Full Service. I think that today we are really encapsulating the whole random access idea. We've got a wide array of songs happening today. The next song really also personifies random access because it is not like a few of the other ones we just listened to. Bridget, what song are we about to listen to?
We are going to listen to Someone to You by Banners from their album Empires on Fire.
Very thanks.
body and no road home. I wanna be somebody to someone.
And if the sun starts setting, the sky goes cold, and if the clouds get heavy and start to fall, I really need somebody to call my own. I wanna be somebody to someone. Someone to you. Someone to you. Someone to you. Change the world.
Change the world.
I'll make the moon shine just for your view. I'll make the starlight circle the room. And if you feel like night is falling, I wanna be the one you're calling. 'Cause I believe that you can lead the way.
I just wanna be somebody to someone. Oh, somebody. I wanna be somebody to someone. Oh, I never had nobody and no road home. I wanna be somebody to someone.
Good life.
thing that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Makes me feel alive.
Alright, that song we just listened to was Counting Stars by OneRepublic, and the one before that was Someone to You by Banners, which Bridget already announced for us. Thank you very much, Bridget. Now we are going to listen to maybe our final song. We'll see. We might have some time for some more. Here we go. It is called Swan Lake Suite. Thank you. Okay, that was Swan Lake Suite by Tchaikovsky. Now, I feel like that was the song when I said that this is different from our usual. That was what I thought was about to be played, and then we accidentally played Counting Stars, which Bridget and I agree that Counting Stars is not one of our favorite songs. Now, I think that Swan Lake Suite would have to be my favorite classical orchestra piece of music for a few reasons. The first being, Billy Elliot is one of my favorite movies, and the iconic scene of Billy Elliot at the very end where he's in a man and now dancing in with the London Ballet, it is to this song, and it is amazing, and the cinematography and the music is incredible. And then also, I love this song because I used to play the violin when I was little. You may or may not have known that, Bridget. I started playing the violin when I was 3 years old, and I stopped in high school just because high school's chaotic and there's so many things that people want to do. And so this was one of the songs that I played when I was in different symphonies. So that's why I thought that this song would be a nice shake-up from our usual either classic rock or calm songs, as Bridget told me. That's our MO. So I thought that I would give us a little shake-up. Bridget, do you ever listen to classical music? I find that it's a usual genre for me when I'm trying to work, especially in Carm.
I can't say that I do. I do appreciate it sometimes, but I don't usually go out of my way to listen to it. Although I did not know that you played the violin.
I did play the violin. I played the violin for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I started theater.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So we are now going to listen to a fun PSA. I've chosen a very nice one for all of us because I feel like I've never heard this one before, and sometimes they can get repetitive. So here it is.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
you later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, we have enough time for one last song. Thank you so much for joining in with us today at WMFO Medford for Random Access with DJ Bridge and DJ Bloomerang. This is Boys Don't Cry by The Cure.